Hello, respected viewers. Welcome back to the channel. It's George from Ireland here. So, wow, who saw this coming? Well, yours truly called it correctly. I said that Donald J. Trump would be president again. Now, where was I right and where was I wrong? I wasn't very confident. I was only saying like a 53% chance of that. But I mean, I was actually more accurate than most polls. Even I underestimated him. So I was saying, look at each state, add 1%, in some case, 2 percentage points to what they're forecasting from the polar polls. Really should have been higher than that, should have been more like 4%, because the pollsters, they'd underestimated him twice, and they were not going to do it a third time, but they did. And they presumably tried to correct for their previous underestimates, but didn't do it sufficiently. But now, they're reporting all the data that they get from people, but not to trust the raw data. I don't have to tweak it. How can they reach people who refuse to answer? Those with a low social trust are more likely to be Trumpsters. So, I said he was going to get 48% of the vote. He's got 51% of the popular vote. I said that Miss Harris would get 48.5% of the vote, and I've overestimated that she's more like 47.5% of the vote, but not too accurate. I thought he'd win by the narrowest of margins, by something like 271 electoral votes, but it's much more than that. It's got 294 already, with three states yet to declare. So, yeah, and that's it. He's got 71 million votes, almost 72 million votes, and obviously there are more to come in. So it's going to be a triple majority. Majority of the electoral college, an absolute majority of the population, not plurality, moreover a majority of the states. So it's going to be 26 states or more. Yeah, not going to get Washington, D.C. The Washington, D.C. is the most Democrat place in the United States. I know it's not a state, but over 90% of people there cast their ballots for the Democratic candidate. So we couldn't see this coming. Another thing is, actually being pro-life can be a vote winner. Opinion polls are only saying roughly 30% of Americans want to defend children, and you know, up to 70% support violence against children. But actually, that's wrong. It probably is a majority. So these demagogues are willing to sacrifice millions of children on the altar of their own vanity and selfishness. They do have the majority of the population on their side, but not as high as you might think. Some people will vote for Donald Trump despite hating children. Anyway, but he's not so much of a vote loser as some people feared. So I absolutely abominate Donald Trump. He is a pathological liar. He's absolutely vile, a truly despicable specimen. He is the incarnation of all American obscenities. He's just vice personified. He is almost satanic, disgustful. And yet he will do one good thing, and that was he will bring in child protection against the ultimate form of child abuse that all Democrats like, which is abortion. They say they're pro-choice. You know, that's like people who said, no, we must keep slavery legal. They weren't in favor of slavery, only choice on slavery, not the victim's choice. Trust women. Yeah, right. That's like saying, let's legalize rape and trust men. Of course, a great majority of men would never ever do this. A few commit this crime anyway, but were it legalized, more would commit the crime than currently do so. Anyway, let's get back on track and break things down. So he's done almost as well as Joe Biden did in terms of share of the vote. I think not quite sheer number of votes. Of course, you know, the population's always going up, so that's a slight difference as well. I wrote some sort of state by state breakdown and just sort of see how accurate it was that I was this time when I said that Donald John Trump is going to win again. And so, you know, I could go through state by state. Obviously, I said that the Democrats would win in Washington state, but that wasn't hard to predict. They have for several electoral cycles, you know. Okay, so they got like 58% of the vote there. And then I predicted, well, Kamala Harris would win her native state of California and also Oregon, no difficulties there, and she did in both cases. Nevada, I was saying Donald Trump would get 49% of the vote, and that was a swing state, but in fact he exceeded my expectations, got almost 52% of the vote. There was a none of these option that got a couple of percent of the vote. And then I said Senator Ted Cruz would hold his seat with difficulty in Texas. And indeed he did. And the grand old party would win Texas. And what surprised me was, you know, all close to marginal is that Donald Trump won it comfortably. He won it by only 6 percentage points in 2016, and this time he won it by 14 percentage points. So that was almost going to the toss-up column a few years ago, but now it's back to be safely Republican territory. Because if the Democrats taken that state for the first time since 1996, that would have made a big difference to them. You know, is it the third most populous state in the union? Because the Democrats reliably have California. They've won that one every single time since, my goodness, is it 1988, and they've got likewise New York. They've won that every time since 1988. Likewise, they won Florida on and off a few times. Another point is Florida, where Trump is registered to vote, Mar-a-Lago. He won that. I knew he would, but he won it handily. I would thought he would win it, in the single digits. But again, he won that by 13 percentage points. So that's gone on from being a purple state to being a healthily red state. He won by even more than I forecast. Oklahoma won by the grand old party. I was correct on that one. So this certainly is not a difficult call. I said that the Republicans would win Michigan by 1 percentage point. But actually, Michigan, which is a really important state, they did win this, and it was by 1.5%. So it's very close. I said to get 49%. He got 49.8%. So third parties really squeezed out there. And that's another thing is the two major candidates got between them 98.5% of the vote. You look back to an election like 2000, where the minor parties get between them something like 5% of the vote. That's big. So Dr. Jill Stein, the perennial Green Party candidate, she put in a showing there, but had nary a mention on the mainstream media. Now come on to Illinois, that's Democrat. Okay, that's not hard to forecast. Has been Democrat likewise every time since 1988. Okay, so Ms. Harris won that, 53% of the vote. Again, maybe not quite as much as I would have thought. And where else was I? Was I right? Was I wrong? Iowa going to the GOP. Kentucky Republicans held. Tennessee the Republicans held. Well, you know, anybody could see any of those ones were going to go that way. Okay, but you know, these are by healthy margins in some cases for the Republicans, like 13 percentage points in Iowa, and Kentucky winning massively, you know, by 31 percentage points. And I know someone who grew up in Kentucky, and often it was more of a toss-up back in those days in the 1980s. So let's look on to what else I said. Now, West Virginia, yes, definitely Republican. Now, North Carolina, I said that the Republicans would win that by 2 percentage points. Yeah, they won by a bit more like 3 percentage points. It's very close, 51% versus 47.7. Okay. What else was worth predicting? So Virginia, I said they would win that by 2 percentage points, and that were Democrats, and I was correct. She got 52% of the vote there. I was saying 50% versus 48%. Actually, Trump underperformed my estimate there. He's done 46.5%. So I was seldom more than 2 percentage points out about these things. Another point is, yeah, of the 7 swing states, that's the only one that Kamala Harris won. I said the 7 swing states, Donald Trump will take 4. In fact, he took 6. Okay, so although he's won, is often not that electorally efficient. Where he's like even gained votes, where he was already safe, he became even safer. Is there anything else to go through? So I said that in Pennsylvania, the Republicans would win by only by under 1 percentage point, but actually they won that actually quite handily, considering they won that by 2 percentage points. And then remember, that was by a wafer thin majority last time that the Democrats carried that state. Now, what were my other predictions? I say Massachusetts Democrats is very easy. Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New Jersey would all be held by the Democrats. So I said Georgia, the grand old party would win 50% of the vote there, winning by 2 percentage points. But actually, that was uncannily accurate, 50.7% versus 48.5%. So what a prognosticator I am of these things. So am I the Nostradamus of politics? Not quite. So coming on to Delaware, and of course, the Democrats held that. That was the state that Joe Biden represented in the House of Representatives for almost half a century. Maryland will be Democrat. Okay, New York Democrat, Vermont Democrat, correct, correct, correct. New Hampshire, to be Democrat. I said in Maine the Democrats would get three and the Grand Old Party would get one electoral vote. Is one of the only states which divides its votes. Yeah, so there Kamala Harris got 53% of the vote, which is maybe not quite as much as I forecast. And okay, Dr. Jill Stein, the Green, did relatively well there. She's on the ballot in 40 in 38 states. Robert Kennedy is an independent, former Reform Party, was on the ballot in some states, but I thought he pulled out in favor of Trump. Got 1.6% of the vote in Vermont, one of the most Democratic states. And then coming on to Alaska, yeah, the GOP run away with Governor Sarah Palin's erstwhile state. The Democrats win Hawaii very easily. In Wisconsin, I said the Republicans win that very narrowly, 50% of the vote to 49. But actually, they did win this, and by they got 49.6%, Democrats 48.8%. So I mean, I was very accurate on that one too. So what was I going to say? Yeah, Minnesota, yes, of course, the Democrats win top Governor Tim Walz's state, which used to be more of a toss-up state, 51% of the vote versus 46.8% of the vote. You know, Democrats again didn't do quite as well as I would have anticipated. South Dakota, North Dakota for Donald J. Trump. So of the 50 states, if I got this right, I was wrong on only four states. So there we go. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. Will we have world peace for Christmas? I don't think so. Surely you're not stupid enough to trust Putin. He might sign something, and maybe stop formal warfare. There might be more gray zone warfare. Gather his strength and then invade again. And if it's not Ukraine who tries to take over totally, maybe not this year, but next year, take over Georgia or something like that. So I think you're kidding yourself if you believe that giving in to a hyper aggressive tyrant is going to bring peace. Right. Tisha Harris. Yes, I know about that said election. Well, he is ghoulish. Yes. But Harris is also an evil, evil bastard too. I don't like either Harris. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone.